Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So I was kind of intrigued with this whole concept of like a soft life. I'm a soft life baby. One of the things that I find very interesting about it is it's built a generation of people who want soft life everything. We want life to be soft to us. We want people around us to be soft with us. We want everything to be soft. So much so that we get to a place of low-key wanting the easy way out all the time. Wanting things that just happen. Things that are easy to happen. I remember someone telling me about how, oh man, you know, I feel like all the people I've dated recently, it's just horrible. I feel like people are trash. Dun, 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 dun. And I was like, okay, cool. How do most of these relationships start? Or if it's not a relationship, if it's a fling, or if it's what, how does most of it start? And they essentially just outlined that these things start quickly. It's just you meet someone, you start talking, and it's, oh, it's super cute, and like, you know, they put the moves. Maybe, you know, in a short period of time, you've already slept together, you've already kissed, you've already done this, and you know, it's soft, it's just going nice, it's smooth, you know, it's kind of just going, you know, it's happening, everything is just happening, right? And I was like, maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's because it's too easy. Maybe it's because, first of all, you're giving it up too easy. But also, maybe it's because it's just things that don't require work. And so because you notice that, oh, it's just easy, it must be the right thing. So let me just jump full in. Let me be all in. It's like, not everything that is easy is the right thing to do. Sometimes the easy way out is the wrong thing to do, a la corruption and other things. But yeah, I think we are at this point in our lives where a lot of us need to start being uncomfortable. I think we're so used to the easy. We're so used to having friends who just agree with us, who just want to do all the stuff that we want to do. Oh my gosh, we party every weekend. Oh my gosh, we do this every weekend. Oh, we do this. Friends who are going to make it easy for you to do all of that. And it's like, when it's time to do all that personal growth things, oh my gosh, that's difficult. Why should I do that? Let me just take the easy way out. Some of you don't want to do the difficult work of searching yourself. So you just rely on horoscopes. Oh, I'm a Pisces. I'm an Aries. Like, do the work. Actually do the work. Don't just work on yourself. Don't just blame everything and chuck everything up to, you know, the planets being a certain way. But anyway, that's a podcast for another day. But yeah, there's so many things that we just overlook because we want to take the easy way out. And I remember talking to my best friends about friendships. The important friendships are sometimes difficult. You have to be uncomfortable. You're going to have uncomfortable conversations. I was telling someone that, you know, what you need right now in your life is a mentor. You need someone who's older than you, who's going to be able to look at you and be like, hey, you're being stupid. Sit down, right? You need someone older than you. We all do, whether you like it or not. We all need people who are older than us, who are more mature, who know what's going on in life, right? Who can stop us from doing the nonsense. But guess what? That's an uncomfortable conversation to have. To be able to go to someone and be like, hey, I've watched you. I see you do this. And I feel like maybe I can learn something from you. Would you mind walking with me? That's a very uncomfortable conversation to have. So we'd rather not have that uncomfortable conversation. But all our friends who just randomly call us up, oh, yeah, there's drinks here. There's a bra here. Oh, yeah, we'll run to that because that's easy. But that's the thing. Some of you are in a place where you don't need those type of friends. You need the older, more mature people in your life. But those are uncomfortable conversations to have, and you don't want to do that now, do we? So yeah, I feel like a lot of us need to be uncomfortable. We need to learn to be uncomfortable. We need to embrace being uncomfortable. A lot of you are in seasons in life where there's so many things that you're just used to. You don't like them, but that's just the way it is. It's easier that way. Fighting it would be difficult. Fighting it would be uncomfortable. So you just leave it. Oh, I'm in a relationship and this relationship is bad for me. This person is toxic and things like that and things like that. But it's what I know, so I just keep going on with it. No, change. There's a lot of good that can come from us changing. A lot of you recognize the good that comes into change, that comes from changing. A lot of you recognize, oh man, I should work on this. Man, if I were to not be lazy, I'd be so much better. If I were to not do this, I would be so much better. If I didn't drink every weekend, I would save up all my money and I would be able to afford this and that and that and that. If I didn't do this, I would be able to do this. Oh man, I should probably work on doing this. There's so many things that we know that we should do. There's so many things that we see as good things. But the problem is, they require us being uncomfortable, and we don't want to do that. So yeah, my question for you guys is, what things do you know that you need to do? What uncomfortable conversations, uncomfortable new patterns, uncomfortable things that you know that you need to do because they'll ultimately make you a better person? Give me a feedback. ChimTC, ChimTC on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we really do get the strength to walk in uncomfortable spaces, the strength to be able to say, you know what, I might not really like this, it might not feel great, it might not feel as fun as doing that, it might not be as fun as doing that, these people might not be as fun as those people, these people might not, we might feel all of that, but I hope that we have the strength to be able to then say, you know what, I'll keep going. It's going to be uncomfortable, but I'll do it. Proverbs 13:4 says, you know, the soul of a sluggard craves. It craves good things. You want good things, but you get nothing. You stay in the same space, in the same positions. You still don't have the amount of money that you want. You still haven't saved the way that you want to save. You still haven't bought the thing. You still haven't done this. You still haven't moved up in your job. You still don't have a promotion. You still have the same job. You've been wanting a new job for a long time, but you don't move. You have nothing still. But the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. Be diligent. Push on. Push through. Do the things, do the uncomfortable work, and you will be rewarded. So yeah, man, let's do better. Let's not be afraid to be uncomfortable for the sake of our own growth. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.